I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elvis. Elvis will score. Elvis will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. The grand final jerseys have been announced earlier today for the grand final on Sunday. Both teams will be wearing their alternate strips, so not their home, not their away, their alternate strips. So for the Penny Panthers, obviously their home jersey is the one that you commonly see, mostly black with the red, yellow, green stripes through the middle. Their away jersey, they usually wear the Pink Panther jersey, the fluoro pink jersey. Their alternate jersey is very similar to their home one, but instead of being black at the bottom, it's got the white stripes through the middle, a bit of a throwback to the early 90s Penrith Panthers there. So that is the jersey that the Penny Panthers will be running out in. The Parramatta Eels, on the other hand, their home jersey, they're mostly blue strip. They won't be wearing that one. They won't be wearing their away strip, which is the mostly white one. They'll be wearing their alternate strip, which is the opposite of the blue one. So it is the mainly yellow one. It's actually the jersey that they wore last week in their victory over the North Queensland Cowboys. So they will be the two jerseys. Will be a nice little clash there, the yellow up against the mostly black of the Penrith Panthers. I think it's quite fitting and a good representative of both sides. Now, what do both of these jerseys tell us about these two teams? It's interesting. Both sides haven't worn this alternate jersey all that much. In fact, the Penrith Panthers did not wear this jersey until round 21. So they went a long time without wearing this jersey this year. The Parramatta Eels, they sort of spread theirs out a little bit more evenly. So we'll go into all the details. Their win records in these jerseys, the amount of points they're scoring, the amount of points they're conceding, a heap of stuff to go through and some interesting notes on both of these jerseys as well. Now, let's have a look at the Parramatta Eels at first. They will be wearing their yellow alternate jersey, which they wore last week. Now, throughout this season, they wore it on five occasions. They managed to win four of these games, so a pretty impressive strike rate there of 80% win rate in that jersey, four from five. So the first time they wore it was round three against the Melbourne Storm. They won that one 28 points to 24. The next week they wore it was 6 weeks later when they took on the Penrith Panthers at Bluebet Stadium. They wore this one that week. They won that game, of course, 22-20. And then round 14, so about 5 or 6 weeks later, they wore it once again. Unfortunately, this was the day they got absolutely pounded by the Canterbury Bulldogs, 34-4. They didn't wear it for about another 7 weeks. And then they took on the Manly Seagulls, in which they won 36-20 in round 21. And then, of course, finals week three. Last week, they wore it against the North Queensland Cowboys, and they won 24-20. So it will be the first time this season that they've worn that alternate strip in back-to-back weeks. In fact, every other time they've worn it, they've had about a 6 or 7 week break between wearing it. So 4 wins, 1 loss, a pretty good record in that jersey. That one loss was a very, very disappointing one, round 14. We all remember that one against the Canterbury Bulldogs. They got pounded into the core of the earth, beaten by 30 points there by a team that did not make the top eight and was a bottom four team at that point of time. So 80% win rate. But to go in a little bit deeper, let's have a look at what the stats tell us. So in attack, they were averaging 23 points per game in this jersey. 23 points, so a pretty handy record. Just under 4 converted tries per game. They were conceding exactly 24 points per game, 118 points. So 24 points per game there. So they're actually, on average, losing all these games based on points by 1 point. But that's only numbers. That's obviously skewed by the big loss to the Canterbury Bulldogs, and all their other games were reasonably close. Obviously, they beat the Penrith Panthers by 2, they beat the Storm by 4, and they beat the Cows by 4, and only beat the Manly Seagulls by 16. So that loss of 34 points to 4 has sort of skewed those numbers a little bit, but it should be noted that in every single other game, even though they won them all, they still conceded 20 points or more in every single one of those games. So as much as it does skew it a little bit, really doesn't skew it all that crazy. So something to note with the Parramatta Eels there, 80% win rate on average in this jersey. They scored 23 points per game, but unfortunately, on average in defence, they concede 24 points per game in this alternate jersey. So interesting stats there, considering their win rate is 80% in that jersey, but they're conceding more points than they're scoring on average. Pretty wild how the numbers have ended up there, but you need to take into consideration, obviously, that big loss has skewed it quite a bit. All right, let's have a look at the Penrith Panthers in their alternate jersey. They wore it on 4 occasions this year, and all 4 of those 4 occasions have come in the last 8 or 9 weeks, which is pretty crazy. The first time they wore it was in round 21 against the Canberra Raiders. They won that one 26-6. The next time they wore it was 3 weeks later against the New Zealand Warriors. They won that one 46-12. The next time they wore it was, of course, finals week 1 against their grand final opponents, the Parramatta Eels. They won that one 27-8. And then they wore it the week, 2 weeks after. Because they had a break off. So last week they wore it against the South Sydney Rabbitohs and they won that one 32-12. So 4 from 4 wins in their alternate jersey, and all of those wins have come in the last 8 or 9 weeks, which is pretty damn impressive. It really did surprise me when I went through the first 20 rounds of the season thinking, fuck, have they worn this jersey this year? I swear I've seen it somewhere throughout the year, but of course they did wear it in their last 2 games. They've actually worn it in 3 of their last 4 games, so they are on a little bit of a momentum run. The only game in the last 4 they didn't wear it was the last round against the North Queensland Cowboys, where they essentially played their reserve grade side and they lost that game. So when this team has worn that jersey and they're at full strength over the last month, they've won every single one of those games, and they've won them all pretty convincingly. 46-12 over the Warriors, 27-8 over the Eels, and 32-12 over the South Sydney Rabbitohs last week. Now let's have a look at their numbers as far as their attack and their defense. So keep in mind, the Parramatta Eels in this jersey, they averaged 23 points per game this year. They scored 23 points per game this season. The Penrith Panthers, though, pretty impressive. They're averaging 33 points per game when they are wearing this jersey. So they're, on average, they're scoring 10 more points per game in their alternate jersey than what the Parramatta Eels are in theirs. But this is where it gets crazy. Now, remember what I said to you about the Parramatta Eels. In their alternate jersey this season, they are conceding on average 24 points per game, which is a pretty big whack, just quietly. 24 points is quite a bit. When you have a look at the Penrith Panthers this year wearing their alternate jersey and their grand final jersey, on average, they are conceding just 10 points per game. And to be precise, that was actually 9.6. So it rounded up. So they're actually conceding under 10. But we rounded up there, to be fair. So 10 points per game. So you have a look at that. The Penrith Panthers are conceding more than 2 converted tries less per game when they're wearing this jersey compared to the Parramatta Eels. Now, it should be noted, the Parramatta Eels, obviously, when they beat the Penrith Panthers at the start of the year at Bluebet Stadium, they were wearing their alternate jersey. It should be noted that the last time these two teams played, the Penrith Panthers were wearing their alternate jersey, and they did beat the Parramatta Eels, of course, only 3 weeks ago. The Parramatta Eels last lost there against the Penrith Panthers in finals week 1. As we said before, though, it should be noted that of the Panthers' last 4 games, they have worn this jersey on 3 occasions. They've won 3 out of the 4. The only one they lost was against the North Queensland Cowboys when they sent their reserve grade team up there to North Queensland. So Penrith Panthers, a pretty damn impressive record in this jersey. Now, we do need to point out, obviously, the Penrith Panthers, you could probably argue their draw was a little bit better. They played the Raiders in round 21, who weren't a top 8 team at that point. They played the Warriors, who weren't a top 8 team. They played the Parramatta Eels, who of course are grand finalists, so a very, very hard matchup there. Then they played the South Sydney Rabbitohs last week, another top, a prelim final team. So,
cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Of their games, only two of them were really against top-shelf opposition. The Canberra Raiders, they were starting to find form, but they sort of put them in a bit of a body bag that night. So I don't think there's any doubting that in this jersey, you need to take in consideration the Parramatta Eels. They have definitely had a harder run. They've had to play the Melbourne Storm at the start of the season when they were pretty much full strength. They had to take on the Penrith Panthers at Bluebet Stadium, who, of course, they're playing them this week. The best team in the competition, Melbourne Storm, another fantastic team. They beat the Manly Seagulls. That's not an overly hard matchup. Neither was the Dogs, but they did get beat by 30 in that game, so they made that one look pretty hard. And then their other game was against the North Queensland Cowboys. They won that one 24-20 last week. So of their five games, the Melbourne Storm at the start of the season when they were full strength and they were on fire, the Penrith Panthers, we know how good they are, and of course the North Queensland Cowboys, who finished third overall this season and had a week off going into that game. So despite the numbers of attack and defense being heavily skewed towards the Penrith Panthers and saying they're the better side in this jersey, it really needs to be taken into consideration that the Parramatta Eels, they without a doubt had a harder run, a harder draw in this jersey. Jerseys obviously do not decide it, guys. I'm not saying that in any way, shape or form, but it is interesting to consider every single stat and everything that we possibly can leading into grand final week. Both teams will be wearing their alternate strips. The Parramatta Eels, they have a win rate of 80% in this jersey this year. The Penrith Panthers, though, they have a 100% win record, and it has all come in the last 9 weeks or so, and it has all come in, well, and two out of those four wins have come in finals footy, so they've only played in this jersey this year when it is sudden death football and finals footy. So some pretty interesting numbers there, guys. Plenty more to come this afternoon on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.